Hi, I'm Matthew Kind. Every Monday, look for a fresh new episode where I'll take you behind the scenes and interview the insiders that are shaping the rapidly evolving cannabis industry. Learn more at cannainsider.com. That's CANNAinsider.com. Now here's your program. How do you take the fragmented cannabis retail supply business and consolidate it to provide both commercial and home growers with everything they want under one roof? Michael Solomon, co-founder of Grow Generation, is going to help us answer that question today. Michael, welcome to Canna Insider.
Thank you, Matt. Glad to be here.
Give us a sense of geography. Where are you sitting today?
Actually, in my home office in Gladwin, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what is Grow Generation on a high level?
Grow Generation at a high level is the largest chain of hydroponic garden centers in the United States, founded in 2014 with a vision to really professionalize and aggregate the existing fragmentation of the hydroponic retail operations that have existed for many, many years, and professionalize and create a national chain, a national brand, a national supply chain to take advantage of what is occurring today, which is the cannabis, legalization and the green wave that we're seeing here state by state.
Okay. Michael, can you share a little bit about your background and journey and how you got into the cannabis space and co-founded Grow Generation?
I'm a serial entrepreneur, been in multiple startups with a brand marketing background and a retail background, product development, venture capital. And really saw back in 2014 the fragmentation of the hydroponic space. Everything was hydro this, hydro that. There was no national chain, no national supply chain that we saw, and no national brand. And we believed back, my partner and I, Darren Lampert and I, felt that we could professionalize, organize, and design and develop a national chain that, didn't exist. There was several local and regional chains that were out there, but nothing on a national scale. And we believed very early on in legalization. We saw what was happening in Colorado. And we started the business, in Colorado with a four-store chain that we acquired the summer of 2014. They were doing $1 million of business that year. And we've been, growing ever since. We learned the business, really immersing ourselves in the stores, meeting customers, meeting the product owners, and really getting to a deep understanding of how this marketplace was structured and where we could bring value and where we could start to nationalize it. And that's what we've done. You fast forward today, we have 50 locations in 11 states, well over, $200 million of business trailing in 2020, with tremendous trajectory in 2021 and more states coming on, more acquisitions that the company is executing on. So we're just really excited about where we're going.
Do you remember the exact moment of ignition? You mentioned your co-founder, Darren, where you said, okay, we've been talking about it. Now we're actually doing it. Like, do you remember that exact catalyst, what you were doing, where you were?
Great question. The idea came from, first we said, cannabis is going to legalize, how do we participate? And Darren's an SEC attorney. I've been involved in multiple public companies. So we always wanted to do it in a public, format. And we realized very early on that we couldn't touch the plant. So that led us down the path of the picks and the shovels. And doing some research, we landed on some articles and some information online about the hydroponic retail space. And what we really figured out very early on back in 2013, 2014, is that it's completely fragmented, but there's thousands of these stores in every state that are servicing, different types of growers. And we felt at that moment in time that we could raise some capital and really prove out the concept. And the concept was from day one to build the largest chain of hydroponic garden centers in the country. And we stayed true to that mission from the minute that we made our first acquisition, which we found in Pueblo, Colorado. It was a four-store chain that we bought in that summer of 2014. And from there, we said, okay, how do we get into a multi, you know, chain environment? We had to go to another state. So we did our next transactions, you know, were some more in Colorado, but then we went to California and we, you know, extended into Washington and Nevada and the rest of the states that we're in today. So we, you know, we really were very focused on the ancillary side of the marketplace related to what we saw as the emerging cannabis, you know, marketplace. And that's how we set our mind. We came up with the name Grow Generation from the old Pepsi Generation commercials, where we believed that a society that we're in today, we're going to be a bunch of growers, whether you're growing, you know, cannabis at home, or you're growing tomatoes, you know, or you're growing commercially, hydroponically, vertical farming, you know, environmental control, growing indoors. You know, we realized very early on in the development of Grow Generation that there was a paradigm shift. There was this green wave at a very core cultural level within the United States. And we felt that we could take advantage of that. And we named the company Grow Generation because we saw this generation of growers that have been really weaned on whole foods and eating organic. And certainly now being part of the cannabis, you know, paradigm legalization process, that we felt that we could build a great company and leverage the emerging growth across all these different, you know, types of vertical markets that were all geared around growing. And that's what we did.
I'm really fascinated in the process of where to locate the stores. I remember years back, someone educating me on how McDonald's picks its locations of where to put their restaurants. And then Burger King doesn't do any of the research and just says, we're locating near McDonald's. and Whole Foods does research. And then Trader Joe's just says, we're going to locate near Whole Foods. And I was like, I don't know which strategy is more genius. Those both are pretty clever. I mean, you know that there's a lot of research. There's, you know, data you try to absorb, but at the end of the day, where you pick, there's some luck to it. How do you go about that process? Because arguably, after you decide you want to be in this business, that might be what the second or third biggest decision you make.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we look at. And you got to remember, Grow Generation is growing through an M&A strategy and a greenfielding strategy. So, you know, big part of the growth is coming from existing stores, the best of breed. These are locations that have been servicing cultivators for many, many years in great locations where the growers are with longstanding relationships. And we're buying and aggregating and rolling those companies up. And you see, we just made an acquisition of the longest standing 4-store chain in Southern California, San Diego Hydroponics, which we acquired a couple weeks ago. So, you know, we're looking at those types of opportunities where there's an established base of business and a customer base. In addition, you know, we do greenfield, and we did that in the emerging markets like Michigan and Oklahoma. And we're certainly looking at other states that have just legalized, New Jersey in particular, Mississippi, you know, Montana, ultimately New York, Pennsylvania, where we are waiting to see how the license process is being deployed and where those licenses are going to be positioned on a county by county basis. And our strategy is really to invest in the local communities, to be where the growers are. And whether it's a, you know, large MSO, or in a lot of cases, we're seeing these new laws which are going to be, you know, focused on social equality and craft licensing and micro businesses, which is great for Grow Generation's business. We want to be where they are. We want to be just in time. And we want to invest locally, not just from a staffing perspective, but in terms of knowledge and education and demonstration and new products and technologies and all the things that we do as a corporation, as a company. We want to bring that to the local community. You know, we just got involved with Whole Foods. You know, we're very, you know, we want to give back. You know, Whole Foods has a wonderful charity called Whole Cities, which is a foundation just about opening up urban, you know, gardens in local markets. We just helped finance something in Newark, New Jersey. We're doing that on a nationwide basis. So, you know, we're always looking at ways where we're not just coming in and sell, you know, we're not just a selling, you know, organization. We want to be knowledge-based, a creative, local, immersed where the community of growers are, and really provide value to them, you know, where they can come in and they can learn from our cultivators that have many, many years of experience. You know, growing plants is not that easy, particularly at a commercial level. When you start talking about thousands of plants, vertical gardens, you know, indoor, you know, environments, return on investment, you know, a lot of these, certainly these are commercial operations. So, you know, there's a lot at stake, and GrowGen is the company to turn to provide end-to-end solutions, cost efficient, you know, models, LED lighting, you know, a big part of the movement in the marketplace today. Everyone is looking for ways to create automation, energy efficient ways to grow. And GrowGen certainly is studying and bringing those kinds of products and investing in those products, you know, to bring to our customer base.
So give us a sense of what the stores are like and how big they are. Can you just take one in your mind and just say, hey, if you walked in, this is what you'd see and this is how big it would feel?
Yeah, the ideal store right now, they've gotten bigger. You know, we found that, you know, the best footprint for us is between, you know, 20,000 to 30,000 square feet. High ceilings because we triple pallet stack our products. We have a front counter, which is our, you know, will call cash counter for customers that are, you know, transacting, coming into the stores. And then we have a warehouse for pick, pack, and shipping and fulfillment and delivery. So that acts more as a pro service, a business to business operation. So we're able to really leverage a 30,000 square foot facility, open it up to the public, whether you're a hobbyist or a commercial grower, you're coming in, you're able to shop and buy, you know, from, you know, multiple millions of dollars of product, all departmentalized, your lighting, your nutrients, your environmental controls, your additive, your medium, your soils, all of that is stocked, you know, within the four walls. But then also, you know, a lot of commercial customers want us to drop ship. You know, we have an online business that's very robust. And we have a commercial division that's more of a white glove customer service division that allows us to, you know, drop ship and manage the multi-state operators, the single state operators, at a little bit more of a higher level, more customer service, you know, credit. You know, we offer financing for those types of customers. And that's a pick, pack, and ship. So we're able to build a hub and spoke logistics and fulfillment model where we can take a location, Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, Grand Rapids, you know, we're building out Miami right now. We're building out LA. We're building out Phoenix, where you're going to see these 30, you know, 50,000 in some cases size, you know, super hydroponic garden centers that act in these multifunctional manners that creates tremendous efficiencies for the company. And that's the new, you know, model. You know, it's a buy online pickup model. It's a pick, pack, and ship model. It's a direct to the cultivator, you know, an enterprise model, but it's also a model that opens up the four walls so that there's education and training and products that, you know, anyone who wants to come in can see and talk to a grow pro, a professional. You know, Grow Generation is now made up of over 500 employees, of which, you know, 450 of the 500 are really agronomists and professional growers that have tremendous knowledge and expertise. And we see that as the specialization. What separates us from everybody else is the fact that we understand how the plant grows. You have an integrated pest management issue. You have a canopy issue. You have a lighting issue. You know, you're not getting the yields that you want. You can come to a Grow Generation location and we will have answers and solutions for you. And we will give you the right, you know, formulation to fix any problem that you have and to give you a solution, whether you're growing, you know, 100 plants or 1,000 plants or 10,000 plants, you know, we can service any size and give you exactly the type of product for that particular environment. So we're very customizable and personal, and we personalize these solutions for these growers. And that's why customers are coming to us and coming back to us time over time.
So MSOs or multi-state operators are customers of yours. And you also have, you know, your typical customer that, I shouldn't say typical, but kind of like a hobbyist or a home grower. How do their purchasing behaviors differ? I mean, I imagine the cart size is much different, but apart from that, how do they consume differently?
Well, the sizes are much different. You know, it's much more of a sophisticated sale. You know, we're dealing, and again, it's kind of twofold. You have their build outs, right? So we're helping the large MSOs build out their facilities. As they get licensed, they're building out, you know, CapEx, you know, benching, lighting, irrigation, HVAC. So we help provide, you know, environmental control systems design. So GrowGen is providing all of those products and services in addition to the consumable side, which is what the plant is consuming on a recurring basis, which is about 60%, 65% of the overall business comes from the consumables. So it's really a combination of size, scale, and also the kinds of automation and environmental control products that are really geared more towards a commercial grower. I mean, they're not buying quarts and gallons, they're buying, you know, 55 gallons. So it's a different type of sale. They also are looking for, you know, business to business, you know, a business to business relationship. They want credit. You know, we'll do some financing, you know, particularly for the large MSOs, we'll finance their CapEx. So it's a different kind of relationship than a typical, you know, hobbyist, you know, or a smaller craft grower that's coming in, you know, and buying, you know, product for a smaller grow. So we've created, and we really have a lot of pride in the way that we handled the MSOs. You know, we realized very early on that the MSOs have to be treated differently. They're not a retailer. They're not a small operation. They need to be treated with a team approach, dedicated account managers, dedicated customer service reps, dedicated, you know, quoters when we're quoting, you know, our product, consolidated financial statements. So these multi-state operators have multiple locations. They want to know at the end of the month, well, how much did I buy from, you know, grow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? And we can do that from an accounting department. We consolidate that bill. We drop ship. So we think we're a very integral part to their overall supply chain that becomes very important to them. So we provide all of those value add services. We're constantly looking at product, ways to improve their grows at a commercial level. How do we, you know, further their return on investment? How do we create efficiencies? Everyone is moving now to LED lights. So there's a big transformation because they're just more efficient. And that means the design of the facilities are going to go more vertical versus horizontal, more vertical farming versus horizontal farming, which is creating tremendous demand for benching and airflow and environmental control systems. Data, you know, we're looking at a company right now that's one of the foremost experts in the collection of data. We're getting much more intelligent, artificial intelligence. We're learning through this technology platform, and we're, you know, looking at it from a potential acquisition, where when this gets installed into a grow, there's sensors at every level, humidity, you know, the nutrient uptakes, you know, the pH levels, the lights, how everything is being, you know, operated, and that system is getting intelligence every minute, and that intelligence is going into a central repository that has an AI and a advanced learning capability. That's the kind of technology, that's the kind of accretiveness that GrowGen wants to provide to these large commercial growers. And you're seeing much more standardization, and also, you know, cost controls and efficiencies. And we believe we have solutions that are, you know, unique and proprietary to what we have designed. I mean, one of the unique parts of GrowGen, you know, we're in 11 states. We see it all. We see what's happening in California and Michigan and you know, Nevada and Colorado and Washington. You know, we see what's happening across thousands of commercial growers. So we have tremendous insight, you know, to what's working, what's not working. And we certainly, you know, see it from the product side, and we pass that knowledge on to our customers.
Okay. So most listeners have heard of supply chains. They know what that means vaguely, but with COVID-19, a lot of supply chains were disrupted. I know I tried to purchase a car three different times during COVID-19. The order got canceled. Eventually it got through, but yeah, I just never experienced anything like that before. When you think about creating a resilient supply chain, one that can handle shocks, how do you think about that?
Well, the way you have to think about it, it's control, right? So what GrowGen has built is 50 locations that are fulfillment centers. You know, they're open to the public. We get 30,000 people a week, but they're fulfillment centers. I can drop inventory into any one of those locations, and those locations are where the growers are. In addition, we're building out these super hydroponic, you know, hubs that are, you know, 30, 50, 60,000 square feet that allows us to land our private label containers. You know, we have the resources and the capital to get ahead of, and we did that in 2020 with COVID. We got ahead of the curve. We saw the issues that were coming. We see it, you know, with the ports and the lock jam. We get ahead of it. You know, we're predictable. We understand, you know, our inventory. We understand our customers, what they're buying, and we're able to get ahead of that. And because of the fact that we're well capitalized, you know, we have, you know, close to, you know, $170 million of cash in the bank with no debt. You know, we can really manage a national supply chain, a just-in-time supply chain, that allows us the control to never be out of stock. And that's really the secret. The secret is, you know, getting ahead, having the right inventory, having enough of the right inventory. I mean, look, we're not perfect. We certainly, you know, are working through, you know, some supply chain issues. But really, we've been really good at getting ahead of soil and lighting and things that are coming from overseas and being fully stocked. And having the ability to control the customer. You know, one of the things, we're not a wholesaler. You know, when you really dissect GrowGen, we're an acquirer of customers and a curator of the relationship with those customers that allows us to really have a deep, you know, rooted relationship with that customer. We know exactly what they are buying. We know exactly what they're rebuying, the recurring, you know, nutrients and additive side of their business. We get involved, as I mentioned, in their expansion plans. So we have the ability to really stock what our customers need and be, you know, just in time with the 50 locations. And ultimately we'll have, you know, 7 distribution hubs, these super hydroponic operations across the country geographically that really creates a national supply chain, in our opinion, is the best. You know, because of the way that we build it, where the growers are in the local markets that are, you know, are tied to our spokes, which is our, you know, sales and marketing, and building that out on a national level, then tying together, you know, our marketing and our buy online and our pickup and our Instagram to constantly drive, you know, more traffic, you know, into the store, onto our online business and through our commercial division. I think that's why you're seeing, you know, such growth and such success coming to GrowGen.
What about white label brands? You mentioned you're an acquirer of customers. Do you see that as a way to acquire more customers? Can you talk about white label there?
Brands. Very, very important. And brands, but not brands for brand's sake, brands that are disruptive, brands that are what the growers are looking for. We just picked up a company called PowerSI. It's a monosilicic acid product that the growers want. And one of the great parts about GrowGen, we see what is being bought at the cultivation level. So, you know, we have a little bit of a competitive advantage to everyone else is we see what the growers are buying. So we see the trends. We see the products that are being bought. And those are products that we want to bring under the umbrella of GrowGen. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, disruptive, proven technology and products that we can acquire and put them under, you know, a private label or a GrowGeneration, you know, owned and operated portfolio brands, as well as developing product internally. We just recently, you know, brought in our Ion Light to be competitive in the LED lighting business. You know, that's a light that's very cost efficient. And we're seeing just tremendous, you know, uptake to that particular brand. You know, we're able to source product from really everywhere around the world. And because we have all these brands, we actually bought in 2019, we bought a portfolio of trademarks from a company called BWGS, and we're now populating those trademarks with product, you know, bulbs and, you know, soils and nutrients and, you know, water pumps and all kinds of different, you know, fans and all those kinds of, you know, really accessory type products that there's really no brand allegiance that we can pick up margin, but more importantly, control the supply chain, control the inventory and make sure that we're always in stock. Make sure that our customers, when they come to a GrowGen location, they have all the products that they need complete and all the time.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of different product categories you keep abreast of, but is there any in particular that you're just shocked by how much it's changing or evolving on a monthly or quarterly basis?
From a product perspective?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, the LEDs, I'll tell you, you know, you think about LED lighting from, you know, a couple of years ago, it was a very nascent, small market. You know, we did, you know, some real business in the first 2 months. And we're bringing in plenty more. And we sell, you know, all the leading brands, you know, Gavita and Fluence and, you know, all the leading LED, you know, products that are out there. We sell them all. So we're seeing tremendous, you know, uptake. And what it's telling me is that, you know, you have a regulatory environment that is really defining on a state-by-state basis, and you also have a return on investment. You know, if you can save, you know, 20-30% in your energy costs, you know, think about that over time. What does that really mean to a cultivator? And the cost of the LED lights have come down dramatically. Think of it like the big screen TVs. You were paying $5,000 for a big screen TV several years ago. You know, today you could buy a big screen TV for $500. Same thing is happening in the LED lights. You know, 2 years ago, you know, you're paying $1,500. You know, today, you know, we're in the market right now, you know, with our LED lights, you know, in the $700-$800 range. So the pricing has come down, making it much more accessible. The return on investment, the energy savings, all the utility companies, you know, are giving rebates to incentivize the cultivators to go into LED lights because it's just, you know, energy efficient. So I would say that's probably one of the, you know, really, you know, big categories that have emerged in 2021. You know, you're seeing, you know, kind of a movement to vertical farming. I think that's probably the other big one, you know, where you're seeing more cubic square feet versus, you know, square feet in terms of the way the grows. I think that's the way that all future grows. And then lastly, the environmental controls, you know, having the intelligence, having the data is where all these MSOs are going. They want to know, you know, they want to control all the inputs that control all the outputs so that they have a predictable yield. And that's getting very sophisticated. And GrowGen is absolutely participating in all these areas, whether it's through, you know, partnerships or through acquisitions that we're looking at. You know, we have solutions for all those different categories that I just mentioned.
Okay. Michael, you have no debt on your balance sheet. Do you think a little bit of debt might be a good thing to see if when interest rates are so low like they are right now? I mean, they're rising a little bit, but they're still pretty low historically.
You know, my partner and I, and I think the board of directors, you know, we like the fact that we have no debt. You know, we raised capital, you know, at $30 a share recently. You know, stock's trading much higher You know, we've institutionalized the business with some of the largest, you know, institutional investors that now, you know, have bought, you know, I think we have 55, 60% institutional ownership, which is tremendous. I mean, a year ago, we had like 5%. So we have tremendous, you know, following at the institutional level. And, you know, again, for us, you know, debt is certainly available to us. You know, I wouldn't say that we would never do a debt deal, but we've been very, accretive relative to these private placement deals that we've been able to do with, you know, our banking relationships and doing them at, you know, tremendous appreciation from the previous round. So we've kind of been moving the ball, you know, as we continue to execute and take the capital we raised, you know, over $200 million last year, that capital is being deployed. You know, the one thing I can tell you about GrowGen, we don't sit on capital. You know, we're a transactional company. We're very focused on utilization and return on capital and putting that capital to use. Our investors gave us the capital to put it to use. And we're buying the best of breed hydroponic operators. We're buying the best of breed product companies that are out there. And we're growing. And we see just tremendous growth, you know, as we've demonstrated year over year. You know, we're fiscally very disciplined, quarter over quarter, year over year, head down. We have a mission. And that mission, you know, we're still in the early innings. We're only in 11 states. There's plenty more states to go. We're only in 500, you know, locations. There's plenty of locations that this company will open and acquire. So we feel that we're so early in this development of this, you know, new market and our development, you know, even though, you know, we've been at it, you know, this is going to be, you know, really our seventh full year. It's still very early in what's happening in this economy that's going to be bigger than, you know, beer, wine, and certainly, you know, we feel that we're going to be the leader, you know, on the supply side chain.
I see that Bob Nardelli, former Home Depot CEO, is a strategic advisor to Grow Generation. Can you tell us a bit about how his retail experience has helped you?
Bob is such a wonderful addition to the board of advisors. And, you know, we met Bob a couple of years ago and, you know, we spoke to Bob. Darren and I had a lunch and we were telling him about things that we're doing, ERP systems and opening stores and, you know, how do we work together, omnichannel, and all the things that Bob did when he grew Home Depot. And certainly, you know, his career at GE and Chrysler and, you know, now, you know, one of the top, you know, CEO voices, a regular on CNBC and Fox Business. You know, he's been a tremendous sounding board. A guy with his experience, it's hard to replicate. And our access to him and the ability to just bounce ideas. And Darren and I talked to him on a regular basis just to get his thoughts, just to get his advisement, has been just a tremendous help. And I think what he got attracted to is that he saw some similarities with Home Depot, you know, when he was, you know, running it and, you know, growing it, you know, at rates similar to what GrowGen, you know, we're growing, you know, 150% year over year. You know, he was a little faster in terms of he was opening up a store every day, you know, at Home Depot. You know, we're opening up, you know, probably 20 or so, 25 a year, but we're, you know, on a similar, you know, trajectory and a similar path in the way that we're operating the business with, you know, a retail business, a specialty, a pro service part of the business, you know, with their pro service and certainly combining it with the online. I think Bob saw a lot of synergies and he felt that with his experience, the years that he spent at Home Depot, that he could bring value to GrowGen. And he jumped all in. And it's been just a great, you know, sounding board, you know, for us to really have access to him. And he's just a wonderful human being as well.
Well, I mean, since you're in the picks and shovels business, as you mentioned, you can have a bank account and accept credit cards and so forth, but there's a lot of your customers that can't still. Do you think when we get some federal legislation passed that will allow for banking of cannabis cultivators for them to accept credit cards and that type of thing, how much do you think that will pick up just the velocity of transactions in the cannabis ecosystem?
Oh, I just think it's going to be tremendous. The access, you know, when the banks figure it out and the government figures it out and you have the Safe Banking Act and you have, you know, federal, you know, legalization at some point, the amount of capital that's going to come into this industry is going to be, you know, unprecedented. And that's just going to give, you know, the MSOs and the single state operators, the cultivators, the vertically integrated companies, just access the capital. It's going to make it easier for them to transact. You know, getting rid of 280E, you know, it makes no sense. Can't operate a business that way. And all these things are really upon us. And it's just going to make it easier for GrowGen, you know, to interface with these guys. And, you know, it's going to be more, you know, more business, you know, business to business. And I think it's really coming, you know, within the next, you know, year, maybe even sooner under the Biden administration, who certainly has vocally been very pro, you know, cannabis and moving forward these initiatives to just make business easier. I mean, taxes, you know, the governments of these states, where are they going to pay for the COVID bill? They have to legalize. That's the only area that I can see where they can generate revenue. And that's why you're going to see more and more of these states come on board. And they have to, now that has to be interrelated with a federal policy that allows for tax dollars to be banked, you know, at a basic level. And banks need to be uncuffed so that they can start, you know, getting deposits and operate, you know, without the overhang of the federal, you know, rules, so that this business can continue to grow. And look, they've done a pretty good job, you know, working on a state by state basis, dealing with credit unions, but it's certainly not efficient. But I think that is going to change in the very near future.
Michael, I'd like to move to a few personal development questions now. Is there a book that's had a big impact on your life or way of thinking that you'd like to share?
You know, I read a lot, and I read, you know, I read a lot of the industry, you know, publications. I haven't had a lot of time to read, you know, any real, you know, real books, but I read tremendous amount of industry related, you know, magazines and newsletters, and, you know, my consumption of content, you know, really is coming primarily from our industry and, you know, studying, you know, where the industry is going. You know, I certainly, you know, have looked at some of the, you know, I read some of the books, you know, related to Salesforce, you know, came out, you know, he came out with an interesting book, you know, Never Compromise, you know, in the middle. You know, there's some interesting, you know, business to business books, you know, that have been out there, you know, things that are motivational, you know, books that, you know, we share with the staff. I mean, particularly my commercial division, you know, they're pretty more, you know, they're pretty active in self-improvement. You know, we're certainly, we cultivate a culture of self-improvement. You know, we cultivate a culture of, you know, self-empowerment. You know, you're running your store, you're running your garden center, you are the president. You are an owner of Grow Generation. And, you know, that's a respect. You need to, you know, bring your own personal work ethic. I think our team works harder than anybody else in this industry. The dedication that they have had during COVID is second to none. And we reward our staff, you know, with, you know, very competitive salaries and 401k plans and stock options and ownership, you know, in a publicly held company. And that's the culture, you know, that we want to pontificate, that we want to encourage, you know, as we continue to build, you know, I believe the largest moat against competition is the staff. We have 500 people, well over 1,000, you know, over the next several years, of which the majority of them come from the cannabis space. They've been growers. They've been in, you know, a home grow market. They've been, you know, migrated and they've, you know, have moved up the chain to a licensed, you know, market. They're in a professional, you know, environment with GrowGen. So those are the kind of people that, you know, you can't find on LinkedIn. You know, they have a passion for, you know, the cannabis plant and growing in general. And we've been able to bring together not only the best of breed companies, but the best of breed people that have had years of experience in the hydroponic space, and bringing them together with one voice, one vision, one team. That's why GrowGen is winning. And we're going to keep doing it. And we're going to keep building, you know, through this best of breed strategy. And you're going to see, you know, 1,000 growers under the umbrella of GrowGen. That's very hard to duplicate.
So here's a Peter Thiel question for you. What's one thought you have that most people would disagree with you on?
That's a good question. You know, that is an interesting question. What would they
let's look at it this way. You're at a dinner table with 10 of your friends, and you're like, I really believe in what I'm going to say, but I know six or seven of the people are going to disagree with me.
I'll tell
fervently.
You, Matt, they don't believe in the growth. I mean, I can't tell you, guys are shocked, you know, sitting at the dinner table or sitting at, you know, a dinner, no one ever anticipated. And I pinch myself too. I mean, we have a multi-billion dollar company. You know, our sales are growing over 100% year over year. You know, we did almost 200 million this last year. You know, no one would have ever have guessed that this company could be of that size. And it's just starting. So, you know, I think what I see is that the market has underestimated, I think, GrowGen's ability to integrate, GrowGen's ability to acquire from a transactional perspective, and also the size. And I think we all, when we look at what's happening, and, you know, whether it was driven by COVID or, you know, just the fact that there's more dispensaries, more consumption, you know, I think these markets that are, you know, maturing and opening up, you know, I think the markets are growing at a much greater rate than people ever anticipated. And that's a wonderful, you know, adder and facilitator of the picks and shovel side of the business, which is fueling grow generation business. So I think no one would have guessed or believed that this company could be, you know, on a path to $1 billion. You know, if I talked to them, you know, a year ago, hey, what are you, crazy? But we are. We're on a path and we're going to be there, you know, in the next couple of years. So no one really, I think, would have anticipated that.
Michael, as we close, can you tell listeners how they can find GrowGeneration stock ticker, or actually what the stock ticker is, and how to find GrowGeneration online to find out where the stores are, et cetera?
Yeah, the stores are at growgeneration.com. We list all of the addresses, phone numbers, you know, store hours. We also have a e-commerce, you know, site, so you can actually transact and see the products on that site. We also have all of our investor relations information located, all of our press releases, stock quotes. The stock symbol is GRWG. GRWG. We trade on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, which was a wonderful experience back in December of 2019. We were uplisted to the NASDAQ Exchange, one of the few, you know, ancillary companies to actually achieve that goal of being a NASDAQ listed company. And that was a milestone because it fueled the institutions to come in, the capital to come in. And that's certainly been the ability for, you know, gave the company the ability to continue to execute its plan. So, you know, being listed on NASDAQ was a, you know, a milestone event for the company. But those are the two areas, you know, growgeneration.com. You know, the stock is traded under the symbol GRWG.
Well, Michael, thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the success so far, and really anxious to see how far you can hit this ball out of the park, how big you can grow this thing.
Well, Matt, I think we're unstoppable. It's all about focus, staying in your lane, you know, doing what we do and continue to execute. And I think you're going to see just, you know, tremendous results quarter over quarter, year over year. So I thank you for the kind words, and I appreciate the time you spent with us today.
If you enjoyed the show today, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever app you might be using to listen to the show. Every 5-star review helps us to bring the best guest to you. Learn more at CannaInsider.com/iTunes. What are the 5 disruptive trends that will impact the cannabis industry in the next 5 years? Find out with your free report at CannaInsider.com/trends. Have a suggestion for an awesome guest on Canna Insider? Simply send us an email at feedback@CannaInsider.com. We'd love to hear from you. Please do not take any information from Canna Insider or its guests as medical advice. Contact your licensed physician before taking cannabis or using it for medical treatments.
Promotional consideration may be provided by select guests, advertisers, or companies featured in Canna Insider.
Lastly, the host or guests on Canna Insider may or may not invest in the companies or entrepreneurs profiled on the show. Please consult your licensed financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Final disclosure to see if you're still paying attention. This little whistle jingle you're listening to will get stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Thanks for listening, and look for another Canna Insider episode soon. Take care. Bye-bye.